Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
On this feast of St. Andrew, we read about the calling of the first disciples. We can assume that these men had encountered Jesus before. It's likely they had heard the Lord preach, that they had seen him heal people. So they didn't just follow a random person. They knew who Jesus was. But it was still a major change for them. Jesus was calling them to be full-time disciples, the kind of disciple that would follow a rabbi everywhere. They would learn from him how to pray, how to interact with people, how to read scripture, how to organize their time, everything. And notice the initiative of Jesus, which is quite striking. Because normally, it's the disciple that chooses a rabbi. But here, it was Jesus that sought them out. This is how a calling works. There is a potential, like a grace dormant in the person. But that grace is only activated when God intervenes in some providential way and opens the door for that change. And that change involves some continuity with their former lives, and also some newness. That's why Jesus said to them, "You will be called fishers of men." That is, it will be you yourself, with your personality, your traits, your story, that will be following me. But your life will now have a purpose, a significance, an intensity, unlike anything you've experienced so far. The response of the disciples was immediate. The figure of Christ must have been very striking, his words very compelling. But also, there was an inner grace. Because people don't leave behind all that is dear to them, their family, their house, their job, unless a powerful love is moving them from within. This text can help us meditate today on the different callings in our life. It applies more directly to the call to a consecrated vocation. But there are different callings that come from God. The call to believe in Christ and convert is a calling. The call to leave behind a toxic environment that is an obstacle to follow Christ, that is a calling. At times, God calls you to a further conversion. He calls you to a community or a retreat so you can take those further steps. So, what callings has the Lord extended to you in different moments of your faith journey? What have you learned about Christ and about yourself through those callings? What doors is He opening right now?